Welcome to the Hustle Harder podcast. My name is Sean McHale and I'm the founder and head coach at Hustle Harder Coaching. This podcast is sponsored by AAA Supplements Frankston, the biggest and the best, to ensure you are always fueled to hustle harder. First topic, I'd love to briefly explain a little insight about myself and my experience pertaining to the industry until now. I've been heavily involved in the sports science and fitness industry for the last 10 years, since the age of 16. This evolved from a seed of passion for my own personal strength training, which then developed into a competitive bodybuilding journey. From these two key opportunities and immense experience, I was able to work freelance jobs at the Australian Institute of Sport, the AIS, within Canberra, during large competition events and worked closely with several private colleges. Upon two-thirds of my way through my sports science and dietary nutrition bachelor degree at University of Canberra, I made the big decision to move closer to family support. We're here in Melbourne and finish my studies at Deakin University, Burwood. I also chose to undergo the ESSA accreditation to ensure post-graduation I am equipped with the skills to deliver quality evidence-based practice to my clients. Since moving to Melbourne in January 2016, I have been blessed to be involved in opportunities that have provided me with the necessary, crucial experience the industry requires. To further improve my strength and conditioning skill set, building on what I have learned through my bachelor degree, I participated in a 30-week strength and conditioning internship with Woodford Sports Science Consulting, which was the practical experience I needed to develop my skill set. I have set my focus on developing my personalized training sessions and boot camps so that I may give back to the community and deliver a service that I am proud of. So if you would like to review any more of my complete industry experience and qualifications, I invite you to check out the About section on our website at www.hustleharder.coaching.com.au. So let's get stuck into the first topic today around recovery, too much versus too little, and the best forms of recovery. Here is a topic that I believe is controversial and misinterpreted by various demographics within and outside of the fitness industry for decades. I thought I would speak about my stance on the argument without as little or bias as possible, allowing for a brief analysis and interpretation of multiple views while extracting in the arguments that I believe have considerable value or truth to them. So a little background, I think, is necessary. Recovery is achieved in numerous ways, and that can help repair and revitalize the body and mind. When I say body and mind, I'm talking about recovery of the physiological stresses on the various systems that integrate together to move our muscles and body for optimal performance alongside psychological stresses. Psychological stresses affect the emotional and cognitive well-being of the individual. Now, we know that the goal is to recover from physiological and psychological stresses that accumulate within the body. However, the mind or our consciousness is often it often misinterprets the level of stress on the body. Now, this is different for a large spectrum of trained individuals with varying levels of experience under their belt. I say it's different because on one hand, you have the general population of individuals that train moderately, almost daily, with strength and conditioning methods in a gym. And on the other hand, you have the athletic individuals who take it to the next level, who have trained their body and, more importantly, their mind to appropriately manage the stress on the body, engage their ability to surpass the pain threshold. This is an area of sports psychology known as mental toughness, which will be further explained in a future post. Strength training in both demographics lead to muscle microtears, reduced muscle glycogen stores, and accumulation of lactic acid and other inflammatory factors, which cause the pain most people experience 24, 36, and even 48 hours after training. This is known as the delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, as it surely has debilitating effects on the body to move and contract muscle at its highest capacity. Now we'll go into the debate around too much versus too little. The biggest misinterpretation of recovery is how much is actually required. And of course we can say everyone is different, with different metabolic rates, synthesis rates, hormone levels, and so everyone recovers differently. Now this definitely contains a lot of truth, but I believe people underestimate the power of their bodies and the amazing feedback mechanisms our bodies have evolved to relay information to our conscious mind. For the sake of keeping this podcast brief and not expanding it over 20 to 30 minutes, I just wanted to highlight a few dot points around the too much versus too little key points. Now, too much could be stated as recovery predominantly characterized by full days of considerably lower expenditure of energy due to the pain. So that means doing nothing, sitting around, watching TV, still consuming calories, but not doing anything to alleviate the pain and reduce the soreness. Recovery days also mean more time spent sedentary on the couch, in bed, at a desk, or in a car, and large amounts of caloric intake on recovery days spent consuming high sugar and fatty items and little protein. This is generally what happens when people go too hard, too fast in the gym, and they find themselves in the tail end of the week, really sore, but not doing the proper recovery strategies with the same focus that they put into their strength training at the start of the week. Now, too little of recovery can sometimes be just as bad as too much recovery or too much time spent sedentary. When you have too little of recovery, you're not giving yourself enough time to rebuild the muscle that you've just broken down. So essentially, you're taking two steps forward and one step back. A few little highlight points that I want to focus on here. Basically, minimal sleep each day, that's classified as too little recovery. Consecutive training of the same muscle group at high intensity without giving it time to recover. Not consuming a well-balanced diet of macros high in protein. Not consuming enough water throughout the day. And not doing low-intensity cardio, which is great for improving blood circulation and transporting vital recovery molecules to the cells to aid in the rebuilding process. So I guess here are some of my recommendations for the best recovery strategies that you can do that really don't require too much hard work. It's just being diligent, organized, and trying to find that balance. So number one, on rest days or while a particular muscle is recovering, partake in low, moderate pace cardio activities such as walking, light running, cycling, or swimming to increase blood flow to the recovering muscles. Number two, consume adequate calories, but don't go crazy, and ensure your macros contain a decent amount of easily consumed protein. Foam roll, stretch to aid mobility around the muscle and joint. These are great strategies. You know, you don't have to go to a physio all the time, but if you can do your diligence and jump on a foam roller, stretch out those muscles, you'll feel a whole lot better, and that recovery will just be a lot faster. Get enough sleep as well. Approximately 7 to 8 hours sleep is adequate for most people to recover. Some function off less and some need more. That's where everyone's a little bit different. And if you have the access to facilities and services, use things like ice baths and massage to aid in reduced inflammation, improving circulation and expanding the muscle fascia to give you the fiber, give the fibers the room to grow. Essentially like trying to blow a balloon that hasn't been stretched, and then stretching the balloon and blowing it up, it is a lot easier. If you don't stretch out the fascia that surrounds the muscle, you're basically condensing that muscle and it's not allowing it to grow. So remember to stretch your muscle fibers and that'll help to facilitate a faster recovery. Always remember, what works for some people may not always work the same way for yourself. So the best way to understand what does is to experience various recovery strategies and methods. Always go beyond your comfort zone and understand more and become familiar with what your body is telling you through feedback mechanisms. I cannot stress this enough, guys. If you're having any questions, topic suggestions, inquiries, or you're just interested in pursuing a focused approach to your strength and conditioning training, contact myself and we'll talk strategies. You can contact me at sean@hustleharder.coaching.com.au. Check out our website at www.hustleharder.coaching.com.au. or book in your first consultation or training session via our booking link at www.calendly.com/hustleharder. I'm looking forward to having a few more diverse guests on this podcast, so be sure to subscribe and tune in next time. Thank you for listening, guys. My name is Sean McHale, the founder and head coach at Hustle Harder Coaching, and this has been the Hustle Harder Podcast.